The Power of Language. James, chapter 3, verses 1 to 11. Let us turn to the book of James, chapter 3, verses 1 to 11. Not many of you should presume to be teachers, my brothers, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly. We all stumble in many ways. If anyone is never at fault in what he says, he is a perfect man, able to keep his whole body in check. When we put bits into the mouths of horses to make them obey us, we can turn the whole animal. Or take ships as an example. Although they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are steered by a very small rudder wherever the pilot wants to go. Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole person, sets the whole course of his life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell. All kinds of animals, birds, reptiles and creatures of the sea are being tamed and have been tamed by man, but no man can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil, full of deadly poison. With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse men, who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers, this should not be. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? As there is a beauty in face, there is a beautiful language. As there is a tasty food, there is a language that is tasty as well. As there is a harmony in things in universe, there is a harmony in language. There is a language that causes anger and depression, on the other hand, there is a language that gives hope and courage. What kind of language do you use the most? The master told his servant to go to the marketplace and buy the most delicious food. The servant went and bought the tongue. This time, the master told the servant to buy the thing that is the most tasteless. Again, the servant bought the tongue. The master became angry, so the servant explained to him to his master, saying this: "The tastiest thing is the tongue, as there is none that is tastier than this, and the most tasteless thing is again this, because there is nothing that is worse than this." That is right. The tongue is a tiny body part. But it has an enormous power. Our little tongue can make us happy but also can make us to be unhappy. It can give us courage and hope, also it can put us in depression. The tongue causes people to live and also to die. The language can become a medicine but also a poison. The tongue has this much power, and we move our tongue a lot in a day without any careful thought. In a little country village, a priest was leading a mass worship and a little boy was helping him with the communion. But this boy made a mistake and dropped the communion trays. The priest slapped the boy on the face and shouted at him, "Go away and never ever come to the altar at all." Priest told him. This boy went out and, like the priest said, he did not come to the altar at all after. This boy grew up and later became a communist leader, President Tito of Yugoslavia. He made fun of God and became a communist leader that persecuted Christian faith. Language has power to give and take away life. We need to know that one word brings this deadly misfortune like this. Being able to use tongue wisely is a wisdom. The tongue is a very little body part. But it has enormous power. Our little tongue can cause us to enjoy happiness, but also it can make us to be in an unfortunate situation. This can give us courage and hope in our lives, but in contrast, it can put us in depression and agony. The tongue causes human beings to live and also to die. Language can become a medicine but also a poison. Little tongue has this much power, but we move this tongue countless times without much thought in our lives. In our main passage today, James explains us about how powerful the tongue is. It has been said that if there is no mistake in language, then this person would be a perfect person. In all the weaknesses people have, most mistakes are made with the language. So Solomon said, in Proverbs, chapter 21, verse 23, like this: "He who guards his mouth and his tongue keeps himself from calamity." In front of mirror of the word, I bless you all in the name of Jesus that you will realize about your weaknesses and that you will be able to mold your faith to be a more mature faith. It mentions about the power of the tongue in three kinds of parables. Let us read verses 4 to 8. Or take ships as an example. Although they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are steered by a very small rudder wherever the pilot wants to go. Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole person, sets the whole course of his life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell. All kinds of animals, birds, reptiles and creatures of the sea are being tamed and have been tamed by man, but no man can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil, full of deadly poison. In verse 4, the tongue has been described as a ship. Like a ship that is floating in a stormy sea, like we control its direction with a little key, we give the direction to the ship, our little tongue as well. If we don't control it properly and misuse it, then our character and lives would be led to a misfortunate way. It warns us that it can cause us to drown. We need to know that the tongue is little, but this has a really powerful impact. Also, the tongue has been described as a fire. Verses 5 to 6 say that the tongue is a fire and it is a world of evil among the parts of the body. Like a little fire burns the world, our little tongue is a small part of our body, but it causes our body to be filthy and it could burn the whole lives and make our lives to be devastatingly destroyed. It is saying that the tongue has the power to destroy. Therefore, we need to be careful in what we say. The scar that is caused by our language is the biggest. The words that we say for 30 seconds may not be erased in our hearts for 30 years. More than violence caused by hands, verbal violence is scarier. Between married couple, between parents and children, between believers, we need to know that the scars made by language are the most frequent ones. Language is scarier than the knife. A scar made by knife can be healed once it is stitched. But the scar caused by language, sometimes, does not get healed for a long time, and at times, it does not get healed at all. Also, it has been said that the tongue is a restless evil. Verses 7 to 8 talk about it. On TV, there are wild animals like tigers or lions playing with little children sometimes. A young child is hugging the neck of a lion and this child also climbs up on the back of the lion. But the lion just walks around. It is because these animals have been tamed by the animal trainers. Whether these are animals, insects, and fish even, there is nothing with life that would not be tamed. But, there is one thing that would not get tamed. It has been said that the tongue of a person cannot be tamed. Verse 8 says, "But no man can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil, full of deadly poison. Tongue has enormous power. If it is used well, I can life and other people can live as well. If we misuse it, I will be destroyed and also it becomes a poison that kills others as well. How do you use your tongue? Do you use the language often that gives others hope and courage? I bless you all in the name of Jesus that your tongue will become a tongue that causes others to live. It gives us three kinds of warnings about the tongue's contradictoriness. Verses 9 to 12 say like this. With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse men, who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers, this should not be. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? My brothers, can a fig tree bear olives, or a grapevine bear figs? Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water. Verses 9 to 10 say, out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. There is one tongue, but how can praise and cursing come out from one tongue together? This is a sigh from James. This is a contradictoriness of faith. Oftentimes, people do not forget about their experiences once they experience it, even after a long time has passed. When I was on the street, there was a fight. A woman was holding man's collar and was swearing at him all sorts of swearing words. She kept on swearing at him, and even though I was standing there, she did not stop swearing. I told my wife that I did not know that we had those many kinds of swearing words. I felt like she was almost like speaking in tongue. After a little while, another woman that was stood next to her dragged her away and said, "Please, you put up with him, deaconess." I found out that woman that swore all sorts of swearing words was a deaconess. She should have just said, "Hey." Why did she call that woman a deaconess there? James had a sigh. How could one mouth say praise and curse? Also, how could fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? Verse 11 to 12 say it like this. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? My brothers, can a fig tree bear olives, or a grapevine bear figs? Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water. It says that it is impossible to have both fresh and salt water flow from the same spring. But we are producing bitter and sweet water from one spring. What is bitter water? The evil language is the one that judges others, and poisonous language, the language that causes people to be outrageous and that cause quarrels. In Proverbs, chapter 15, verse 4, it says, "The tongue that brings healing is a tree of life, but a deceitful tongue crushes the spirit." What is a tongue that brings healing? It refers to the language that is soft and warm. In contrast, what is a deceitful tongue? It refers to the language that leaves scars in the heart, destroys and tears apart. It is the language that points to the weaknesses in people and leaves people to be upset. Human beings are rational people. People have characters. People have thoughts. It is okay to put up without one or two meals. If we do not have rice or if we are poor, we can put up with it. But if we leave people to be upset or if we reveal people's weaknesses, it leaves the biggest scar in people's hearts. More than the violence done with hands, verbal violence caused by our tongue is more deadly violence. It tears people's hearts apart, destroys and causes people to be angry. It has been said that the language that causes these things are the deceitful tongues. I bless you all in the name of Jesus that you will get rid of deceitful language but only speak the language that brings healing, the language that is warm and soft. I hope you will be able to comfort others by the language you use. Also, verse 12 says, "A mocker resents correction, he will not consult the wise." It tells us that it would be impossible to bear other fruit if the seed is not of a kind. It tells us that we are unable to bear the fruit if we did not plant the right seed. But, aren't the Christians like this? The Lord told us. How could the fig fruit be born from the thistles? Good fruit comes from the good tree, and the bad fruit comes from the bad tree. The language tells us about the character of a person. It tells us about the internal world that is inside the person. If there is peace in the heart, if there is a joy in the heart, that person talks about thankfulness and peace as well as joy. In contrast, if someone is full of resentment, blame and complaints, whenever this person opens the mouth, the resentment and complaints come out without realizing it. What is inside the heart comes through the mouth. This is the language. We need to realize that the language is a heart. What kind of language should the Christians use in our lives? The language of the believers have power. It has influence. So we should not use the language carelessly. We need to use the language that encourages others. In Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 29, it says like this. "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen." Look for the words that are graceful. Words that are graceful are the ones that encourages others, especially people that have been depressed. Depressed people would be strengthened and angry people would become peaceful. These are the words that are graceful. This is language that is influential. Talk a lot about thankfulness. Thankfulness is oftentimes the words that people talk about the most after they receive the grace. Things that were difficult in the past are the ones they are thankful about. Having had a hard time before was something that people say thanks about. Having illnesses in the past, things that they failed in, and whether things went well or not, people are just thankful for what they have. It is not about the condition. There is no condition attached. If we encounter the grace of God, everything is to be thankful for. In fact, that we have come to worship here is an enough reason to be thankful for. Whether we listen to the thankfulness or whether we talk about it, everyone feels blessed. In a heart that gives thanks, Satan never can sneak in. The best prayer is the prayer of thanksgiving. I bless you all in the name of Jesus that you will confess thankfulness a lot. Also, use the words often that are positive and creative. It is hard to change the life, but it is easy to change the thoughts. It is hard to change the destiny, but it is easy to change the language. When we change our language, our thoughts and destiny change. Language has a power to be remembered in people's minds. What people say gets recorded in their brains. Brains influence thoughts, and the thoughts influence behavior. When we change our language, the changes show in our behavior. Your language leads your lives. From today onwards, I hope you will use the language that has the power to positively impact life. Language is like a gear facility in a car. If you put a reverse gear on and step on accelerator, the car goes backwards. In contrast, if you put a forward gear on and step on accelerator, the harder you step on it, it moves forward. It is the same in life. Put your forward gear on. And step on it. It will move forward. Talk a lot about the words that compliment on others. Everyone has a desire to be complimented. Everyone wants to be praised. When people hear about the compliments, they are satisfied endlessly and they get to have eagerness. Flattery and complimenting are different. Whether to your managers, your workers, work colleagues, compliment on their strengths. Wherever you go, you will be loved. You will be well treated. Everyone has strengths and weakness. There is no one that only has strengths. There is also no one that has weaknesses only. A person that likes to judge others, criticize and focus on weaknesses in others, would experience that life is becoming more devastated. There are people that look up to faithful people and learn from them. But there are people that only look at others' weaknesses and learn these. People that look at others' strengths can also learn from them and will get to have good faith like them. In contrast, people that only look at the weaknesses in others will also experience their faith deteriorates. Children that are complimented when they grow and children that get told off when they grow have a very different influence. We know the story of Edison well. When he was young, he saw a little chick getting born and was curious about it. When he was in elementary school, he was expelled from school. His homeroom teacher said, "This child has a low IQ. I am unable to educate him possibly. Take him home." His mother heard it and felt miserable. But she hugged him and explained to her that this child does not have a low IQ, but my child Edison has high curiosity. And she told Edison, "You can do everything, mother loves you, I am proud of you." She hugged him saying these. Because of these encouraging words from his mother, his life was completely changed. If Edison's mother said, "Then how could someone like you come out from me?" If she felt hopeless, could a king of invention of these days, Edison, exist? As we were approaching the 21st century, there was a discussion on who was the most influential figure to the humanity in the 20th century. Edison was chosen. He was the one that was expelled from school, saying that he had a low IQ. Language causes people to live or die. It can put us into depression, but also it can give us the hope and courage. Language that others do not listen to, language that scars others, language that does not bring benefit to people, language that destroys the relationship with people, it is a wisdom not to pass on these, and it is grace. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, language has enormous power to influence. The tongue can give the most courage. But also at the same time, we need to remember that the tongue can cause the scar the most, too. The language that we use repeatedly as a habit and without us realizing it, we need to remember that this is a fact, that the language influences those that listen to it. Therefore, we need to be careful with the tongue. Talk about the words that are of a blessing to those that listen to these. Talk about the words that build others up, encourage others with hope, and talk about these more. You will be loved wherever you go. I pray all these in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.